Welcome to Human Potential at Work, the show where we explore social impact, inclusion, and empowerment of everyone, including persons with disabilities. Your host is Deborah Rue, CEO of Rue Global Impact, and co-founder and chairwoman of Billion Strong, an identity and empowerment organization designed to bring billions of voices of persons with disabilities together. To join the global community and to donate to the cause, visit billion-strong.org. That's billion-strong.org. And now, on to the episode.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm really excited about my guests that are on. And I will confess that we actually recorded the show earlier. We had technical problems. And so these beautiful women agreed to come back on so that we could really actually get this episode out to you. And I think another really cool thing about the delay is that since I was selected as one of the LinkedIn Creator Accelerators, this is going to be live during that event, which is going to give them a whole lot more of an audience. So that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Today we have Di Patterson and we have Mary Barnett, and they're with DiPatterson.com. And Di Patterson, dear friend of mine, is America's gerontologist, if I'm saying that correctly. And Mary is a marketing expert, and she works with Di Patterson, but she also does other things as well. So she's very strong. So if you're looking for a marketing manager, social media, very strong there, even though she helps Di a lot. We really wanted to get this on air sooner because we wanted to make sure that all knew that Di has these wonderful Success in Aging Essentials boxes and Season of Life video series. And I wanted to get it out so y'all could get that for Christmas gifts or holiday gifts. But there's always mini holidays. I'm going to get this for you because I love you. So
that's so sweet. Okay. And yes, and it's an ongoing subscription. So it's just a little box of hope that we are sending to seniors, the veterans, disabled, and widows.
And we need boxes of hope right now. So
yes, we do.
Why don't we start by, Di, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us more about your work and then introduce your lovely marketing manager, which is her sister too.
My baby sister, let me put that. So she can tell me.
I'm only 16. I'm her baby sister, 16.
Hello, everyone. I'm Di Patterson, America's gerontologist. And you can find my larger body of work at DiPatterson.com. Lots of articles, lots of videos that you could share with your beloved family and friends. I call them my peeps, but the audience, my target audience are seniors, the disabled, the widowed, and our wonderful veterans and their families. So I am into multi-generational teaching of aging principles. Aging with a capital A means over the age of 60. That is what a gerontologist is. I'm a social scientist of aging, and that covers the areas of biology, sociology, psychology, ethics, and lifespan development theory of human beings age 60 and above. And Deborah, as I like to say, 60 really kicks in at 62.5. Because see, the favorite human emotion, we want it to be love, but it's really denial.
Yeah. Yeah, she's that sexy and sexy. Come on, man.
She's still in her 50s, gang. Yeah, we're just there. She'll know. But about 62.5, it's Deborah. It's the most amazing thing. People start to not quite cower, but they wonder what's going on. And these are my favorite things. The sociology of aging says in one sentence, am I still acceptable? I just looked in the mirror. I don't like very much. Does anyone else like me? And the psychology of aging is like the Beatles song. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64 or 65 or et cetera?
In fact,
yes. And so we can go through all of these academic areas, but bring it into the human need for compassion, the human need for hope. And that's what the Success in Aging boxes is all about. I consider hope to stand for the words, helping older people engage. And I shop. I am not a mall rat. I believe in go get it, bring it in, you know, go get it in. But for about the last 20 years, my eyes and my heart have been in action to find items that will truly help my peeps, seniors, the disabled, veterans and the widowed age better, age more. When we're healthier, we really are happier. When we feel accepted, we are happier. And it gets my job as a gerontologist, I believe, is to help everyone be happier 80-year-olds because they're healthier. They've made good decisions. And it really is, we can do that when we have each other. So that's what I have my little sign here. Am I holding it the right way?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And the word hope is such a beautiful word. It's gotten me through as an entrepreneur many times. Even if what I was hoping for did not come through, the hope sustained me until. So Mary, Mobile Mary, tell us how you support Dye and others. Because I know she's not your only customer. I want to be fair. So that she is available for others.
This show is all about Dye today. But yes, I do. I've been in, I've had a marketing company for 33 years and I'm only 34. And now I'm a liar because I already said I'm 16 and I'm 34. Yeah. So, but I always do because I'm 10 years younger than Dye. That's why she always says that I'm her baby sister. So, you know, it keeps me feeling young when she says that. But yeah, we help people with marketing. But about 13 years ago, we created software called Brilliant Mobile Messaging. So we help people build a list. That's why it says I'm a text marketing expert. I build a list and communicate directly with them. So you don't need social media. People aren't always on social media. So you have to be able to talk directly with your customers. So we help with that as well. But with Dye, I pretty much I'm her digital marketing manager. So it's everything I can do to help get her message out into the world. So that's why we appreciate so much having her on your show, Deb, because you have such a far reach. And we just want people to know that Dye, her mission is to help fight isolation. And it has been for years. In fact, she was going to open a live center right before COVID. Right. So that kind of redirected in how can we help the seniors, the veterans, the disabled and widows? How can we help them know that they're loved? How can we let them know to give them something to look forward to? So she put these boxes together. And then like next year, we're going to be launching the video program, which will be on a closed circuit accessible tablet that allows them to have quality content that's geared directly to them that will tie in with the boxes. So maybe during an exercise segment, she'll like, go get the box and get your exercise band. We're going to do this, you know. So she's kind of the Oprah for the seniors.
Good. Well, and let's talk a little bit about why this is important. Because, and we talk about this a lot on the show, in that, of course, I really want to support the community of people with disabilities. But the reality is we are all aging. Our societies are aging pretty dramatically. And Japan is the oldest, but every single society is aging, even where we think like in the Middle East or in Africa or in Central Latin America, that they're not aging as much as the rest. That's not true. Aging is dramatic. We have dramatic aging. Here in the United States, we have about 70 million Americans that are now over the age 57. But this is a global issue. This is not just a U.S. issue. This is a global issue, and there's a lot of pieces to it, as they are both saying. For example, my birthday was Friday, and so I turned 63.
Happy birthday. That's great. Happy birthday. Cheers to you.
Thank you. It was actually Saturday. I'm saying it wrong. But regardless, I love birthdays, and I want to celebrate who I am and other people my age, but it does mess with your head as a woman, as any of us. So I look at my neck, a white woman's neck that's fallen down, and I'm starting to notice, I'll notice my skin on my face is changing. And I'll be honest, it freaks me out. And then I think, whatever, I want this to be here forever. But that's just little things. That these are huge issues. And as Dye said, the isolation, the not being included, the not mattering anymore, that I'm not going to give up the microphone because I won't matter, which is not true. So a lot of us baby boomers are not creating legacy because we're afraid we'll be forgotten, and which is the exact opposite of what would happen if we created legacy. And so one thing we definitely learned during COVID is what we're talking about here. People with disabilities, especially severe disabilities, people that are aging, we do get isolated. We get excluded. We don't get in. And they talk about widows and veterans. What they're really talking about, though, is anyone that's being disenfranchised. So these boxes can be used for bullying. These boxes can be used for anyone that needs love and hope.
Yes.
I will also say, I'm glad you're including widows, because Two of my sisters lost their husbands this year.
I'm so sorry.
I know, it's horrible. One of them's having a funeral as we're doing this. So thank you for also watching that, for all of us that are. So it's intense times. And so what do we, so first of all, yes, Di does speak for Americans, but she also speaks for the world.
Oh, I see.
Right. Okay. And how have seniors fared during, I know this. Okay. I know this. I'm not yeah. being well. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Let me preface this by saying that the basis of the baby boom generation that is turning 60 and 65 and all of those years, it came from, and this is wonderful, it came from hope and it came from joy. And that's because boomers were starting to be born in 1946 because the big World War II ended in 45. And people came home and with great joy started having all these children. And they were the hope for the future. They were the comfort for the people who both had to live through the war and in memory of those that were lost in the war. And if we remember the basis of why all these people are on the face of the earth right now, we will move forward in hope and in joy and to give comfort to each other. And that is my mission in both the Success and Aging Boxes and the Season of Life videos, which will replace on-site senior day program centers. So they can be done in the home and there'll always be caregiver education. There's always going to be encouragement for the family members. So let's now talk about your question. And your question is, how did people fare in the lockdown? So we have remnants with us. Different states have different mandates or rules that they'd like to be followed to keep the rest of this away from the most of us. And this is a global issue, and different countries, different states, different communities are practicing different things. But you are very correct when you say that the overall outcome has been hopelessness. And that's what we're fighting. Hopelessness in my book, and I've said this for many years, after studying, remember, I'm a researcher and a social scientist of aging. When hopelessness kicks in, it is quite frankly the largest disease on the face of this earth. We have done as much as we could within our country and to help other countries to fight heart disease, to fight cancer, to fight diabetes, to fight even depression, etc. As we find answers, we share answers. Depression is the right word. It's also a huge disease of old age because we change. And unfortunately, we're hooked into the mirror. And Deborah, I will tell you that by all the things I told you that I study, I found out two things. Women hate themselves when they look in the mirror. Men tend to hate themselves when they look in their wallets.
Yep.
And it has to do with our pituitary gland. Those are actually the hormones that people are guided by. Women start as estrogen first, then progesterone and testosterone until we have the change of life. And then we are just testosterone and progesterone based. Men start as testosterone and progesterone based, but they all have the estrogen wash at birth. So we are literally guided by our pituitary gland hormones. This is very true. So what we have to do as we age is to turn that upside down. And women should be looking in the mirror and saying, I love you.
Yep, I do that.
Good. I love you. What do you need to feel a little lump today? Is it more purple hair color?
That's
like our darling Deborah. Is it a little bit more curling iron of our darling Dot? What is it that we need? And men, the same way. It's like, men, if you think you're loved only for your money or your capacity to earn, you're wrong. And you need to please turn that upside down and say, look at the legacy that I have built, whether it was by earning money, whether it was by raising children or teaching. There are many men teachers who have put their lives into their students. We need to celebrate, Deborah. You are so good at that. You celebrate. And quite frankly, this is how we fight hopelessness. We fight depression. Mary and I, every week when we do our show, we hold up a glass of water and say, isolation's scary statistics are that humans over 65 who isolate, their health is affected, their mortality rate health is affected as if they smoked 15 cigarettes a day. We must stop socially isolating. So we try to take 15 sips of water a day to get us into that mindset. And then we like to say, thank you, Mary. We like to say, hey, call a friend. Thank you, Deborah. Call a friend and say, are you sipping water today? Come on, let's spend a few minutes on the phone and sip some water today. We are fighting isolation when we call each other. A phone is a great thing to have, but it does not replace human touch. Right. And we can touch each other with our voices. We can touch each other by using this to send a text to say, hey, let's have a game day or a game night or something. But we're trying to use the success in aging boxes as a touch. And especially if they're coming from a loving family member in another part of the state or someplace, that this box can arrive. And then you can maybe have a FaceTime call and say, oh, let's open it together or something. But it truly is about love and joy. They all go to Deborah. I've seen a lot of marketing since the second half of the lockdown has happened. And there are three words that we are now using with each other in almost all marketing. And those words are kindness, love, and hope. And people throw in peace too, because of course we're at the season of peace, hopefully. But this is what we need to do for each other: kindness, joy, and love.
I agree.
And hope.
And you know what? You reminded me of something whenever you were talking about this. There was an artificial intelligence seal that was created, and it was created for the elderly to help with the isolation and loneliness. And what they found, which I thought was fascinating, was that they would give a nursing home residents the seal to play with. And it didn't stop their isolation because they were playing with the seal. But what happened was that because this is an interesting thing, the seal, it attracted people to the residents. And so people that came to visit somebody else.
A seal like a stuffed animal or a real seal?
No, it's a artificial intelligence.
Like a little robot.
It's a little robot.
Okay. And I just wanted to make sure I was tracking.
Yeah. And I appreciate you saying that because it's like a little artificially intelligent robot. But what the researchers found that surprised them was the seal did not erase the loneliness, but the seal attracted other human beings to the human being. Now that to me is fascinating. So what it did was it caused other humans to interact with this human, which released the loneliness. And so in isolation and us deciding that certain members of our society just, you know, aren't valuable. And then once again, we get to be over a certain age, certainly as women, and you're not valuable. And I'll give you one more comment, then I want to turn it over to Mary. I was talking to a man that is older than me. He's in his late 60s, and his wife is a dear friend of mine, also in her late 60s. And he was talking to us, and both of us were standing there, and he was saying, don't you hate it when you see a woman running, jogging down the road, and she's got a great figure, and then you go past her, and her face is like this, and this is what he did. He held his face back. And I thought, you are married to a woman over 60. You are talking to another woman over 60. Don't you understand when you say things like that, you tear us all down. Now, what I said was nothing because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. But what I did do was I looked at his wife and we exchanged glances of, wow, that we don't understand how comments like that are hurtful to women. To all of us, we are these biological creatures that we're not supposed to live forever. We all die. Everybody is going to die. So I just think your work is so important and pulling it all together. And I know you talk about the boxes and stuff, and it's wonderful, but the amount of knowledge that she has to really apply things so that people's lives will be changed is dramatic. And I know that's why Mary and I both got behind her. So Mary, tell me why, besides she's your sister and you love the work, but why do you think this matters? Why are you spending your time to help Dee with die with this work? I don't know why I called her Dee, but
it's okay. Sorry. I won't go through the joke. Okay. But yeah, Warren, she's my sister and she might murder me in my sleep if I didn't help her. So that's one thing. And the thing you mentioned about the seal is funny is that's an old trick that men have been using for years. They would take a baby to the park, and then other women would surround them to smell the baby. Or if they're in malls with the baby, smell the baby, their uterus would turn over, they'd have that connection, their hormones would exchange, right? Then they have to explain it's not their baby, and then they, so it says an old joke.
But true, and still happens.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. Anything that attracts, you know, people to you. But no, I just really believe, obviously, in what Dai's doing. She's been talking about it for years. She's been studying this forever. It's the topic of every conversation. You know, we're both entrepreneurs in our family. And how can we make this happen? How can we get you to the next level? How can we let people know what you're doing so you can change the world? Our mother taught us to make a difference, create an impact, make leave the world a better place than you found it. And I think because Dai has that ingrained in her DNA, she wouldn't rest without being able to do something like this. So we're super excited to be able to launch this on a larger level. If anyone is interested, they can actually go to her Shopify store. It's called successinaging.com. And they can order one for themselves. They can order one for some of her loved one. And then in 2022, so this is like our inaugural box that she's actually has behind her. We're going to be going to bi-monthly or quarterly, then bi-monthly, then monthly. Because again, the whole talk about hope is like, everyone loves getting something in the mail. I don't care who you are. Like, I have all these Christmas cards. And I was like, I've opened these, I've saved the envelope so I could write a little thank you note for their card. It was so exciting to get, I just love getting mail, and hardly anybody sends mail anymore. So by the way, marketing tip, send mail. Write a postcard, say I'm thinking about you. Like, it will stand out because nobody does it anymore, right? The poor post office.
Card. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And you can even get services that'll do it automated for you. And that's what the whole point of the Success and Aging Essentials boxes is that we're busy and we have things to do and we don't always have time to go out and shop. And sometimes just clicking something on Amazon and having it sent is just not very personal. It comes in the same box that you order stuff in. It's like, oh, they took a lot of thought to click a button. They charged and made money. But with Success and Aging Essentials boxes, Diane has lovingly curated items that actually are going to be beneficial and be theme oriented. So there's going to be like a self-care box, a brain health box, a pet companionship box, a game box for next Christmas. These are going to be something. And then because what's coming, you have a little insert in the box that say, this is what's coming in the mail. You get all excited. You turn into a little kid at Christmas. Oh my gosh. When's it coming? Looking for the mailman to come, like waiting at the window. Yeah. It's just going to be something really exciting. And I think that is going to be just that little something. And because each little thing is gift wrapped inside, it's just a gift. So when they get it, they open it. It's not just thrown in the box. It's loving it. It's put in there. It's like when they open it, just it's shock and awe. And there's a little thing. So yeah, it's just fun. And so we just want to provide that hope and fun because life is short, man. And we just have to have a way that we can let others know that we loved. And then when they hit subscribe and have it come, they don't have to do anything else. As Dai said, sometimes they can just get on a FaceTime and say, oh my God, I just got my box this month. Thank you. This is so cute. Mom, let me see you. What do you got? You're far away. And, oh, hold it up, Mom. I want to see. And it just becomes this another excuse to be interactive because it's such a thoughtful thing. We're just super excited about bringing it out in the world and making the world a better place.
I have something to say. Mary used a phrase that many younger people use, and it's life is short. Gang, life is short when you're young, but when you're old and you're isolated and you're wondering how to fill up your day, life is long. It's longer than you think.
Very long.
We have to take care of each other. I'm sorry, we have to take care of our health. We have to take care of where we are because we have to live in these bodies as long as we don't know when that end date is. We don't know the expiration.
Right.
So life long.
I agree. And I
think it's long. They say years are long, but days are short, or days are long and years are short or something. Like when you're raising babies, right? It's, oh my God, when is this season going to end? And then when it ends, you're like, oh, I missed the teething because they cuddled with me.
Yeah. I know that we're almost out of time. And so I want to go to one more subject. I really need to talk about the subject. How do you support corporations? Because as we know, there are five generations in the workforce and a lot of people that are in the most advanced, the oldest age group, those are your executives. Those are the one with the intellectual data that you want to keep. I'm talking to employers now. So those are your CEOs and your C-suites and all those because they are your employees that have the most experience. So I just wanted, I know that you're right now we're in the season of giving and that's great, but I also wanted to make sure we talked a little bit about the corporate offerings. And I know we have a good 5 minutes left. So let's talk about how you can support corporations, which you know is what we do.
Yeah.
Because we want to be welcome and continue to feel welcome in your workforce. And we want you to understand that, yes, we're of a certain age, but we still add value. So I'll turn it over to you, Di, and then you can turn it over to Mary.
Okay. I'll cut to the chase. At my website, dipatterson.com, there is a specific section that says Hire Di. If you go to Hire Di, you can see all of the different topics I teach on when I teach corporately. It's very important to have peace and joy and kindness within these five generations that are working. There are many people who choose to work because they don't want to be bored. They're full of all of the amazing education their companies have given them. Their companies, quite frankly, need their seniors not to retire for a while because they are treasure chests of learned knowledge. Plus, the companies put a lot of money into them, and they put a lot of money into loyalty programs and mentoring programs. I strongly encourage our oldest workers to, and quite frankly, I'm encouraging CEOs right now, start mentorship programs, please. And Mary is going to bring in the great movie that everyone should watch. I believe it's called The Intern, but Mary can speak about this in a minute. And it has the most wonderful actor and younger workers who are raised in, let's be very honest, boomers were raised in no TV. If they got radio while they did their homework, it was a big deal, but no TV, we were to concentrate. Boomers' children, X, Y, Z, Gen, all those generations were raised in chaos. Honestly, Consumer Reports said the number one most chaotic thing we did for the generation of who were born in 1980 and above were to put on Sesame Street, because where Mr. Rogers stuck to one theme the whole half hour or hour, Sesame Street did this. It jump. That was really fun for the Muppets creators. That was really fun for the adults doing this show but not for children. It took children's minds and moved like this. But we have that generation that were raised in chaos. So how do we help them be the best workers? Stop complaining about certain things and teach them through mentorship programs. Teach them through the ways they learn. Do they learn playing ping pong? We'll have a learning session and then go to the workstation and get that work done. Our CEOs need that work done. So let's work with our generations. Let's create some love and some joy. And quite frankly, we have lots to teach each other. I have long said when I speak, hey, feed your grandchildren, put money in their account and let them take care of your phones, your computers and everything. And if you need help, just pick up the phone. Our dad, Mary can tell you this. Our dad, one of our brothers is an inventor. He invented this long arm, attached it to our dad's hospital bed, and it held his iPad. Dad had 15 grandkids. He wanted to know what they were doing at college. So he would call them and check on them. I think it's the most wonderful thing for intergenerational. They share technology. Hey, listen, if a child needs to learn how the wheel was chiseled, let's teach him.
But I agree.
Yeah, right. That's why grandparents are so important. Grandparents teach things that the future workers of America need to know. And quite frankly, globally, we do this globally. And if we have more time, I would tell you about the outstanding programs that senior centers are doing with kids in other countries, teaching them how to speak English so they can get good jobs. Oh, there's a world. So if you go to Hire Di at DiPatterson.com, but Mary, tell us about the movie, The Intern. Is that what it's called?
The Intern, yes. In fact, it's something that Di was about to open just before, as I said, the lockdown happened, was her Success in Aging Centers, which basically would be a franchise that you could actually open one in your corporation. So you could actually bring your mom or dad to work. And they'd be in a room like an upscale daycare and be entertained brain and then being brought at home, or something offsite as well. So that is something we're moving into, so that stay tuned for that. But yes, we're going to close. I want to make sure we share Di. Again, she mentioned DiPatterson.com. You can links to all her social medias on her website, but it's everything is under Di Patterson. And I, because you asked, everything's under either Mobile Mary or The Mobile Mary, because I help you get to your clients on your phone. Thank you so much, Deborah, for having us on your show and helping us spread the word about this important topic.
And I want y'all to come back on again, because I know we talked a lot about the success in aging boxes, but they're doing some really cool things to make sure that we're all included. And I want to support that. So if you are looking for some, you know, extra help with marketing, definitely, you know, reach out to Mobile Mary. So
thank you, Deborah.
Thank you're so sweet. You're so sweet.
Happy holidays to y'all and everybody.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Much love from our home on the West Coast to yours on the East Coast. We love you, Deborah. Thank you.
And may 2022 be all of our best year yet on every possible level.
That's right.
Joy and peace and hope and happiness to all.
You've been listening to Human Potential at Work. To learn more about Rue Global Impact, visit RueGlobal.com. And to learn more about Billion Strong, an identity and empowerment organization designed to bring the billions of voices of persons with disabilities together, you can join the global community and donate at billion-strong.org. That's billion-strong.org.